This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. The headlines first. Ruling Alliance Task Force submits a report of government's common minimum program to Prime Minister and senior leaders. Nepal's corona-related death toll crosses 10,000 with confirmation of 25 deaths today. President Biddyadevi Bhandari stresses an availing anti-COVID vaccine soon to ease people's livelihood. And China to provide 2 billion COVID-19 vaccines globally this year. Now the news in detail. A ruling party alliance task force formed to prepare common minimum program for the operation of the government has handed over its report to Nepali Congress President and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba. The task force also submitted its report to CPN Mao Center Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachand, Janata Samaj Badi Party Chair Upendra Yadav, and Rashtriya Janamorcha Chair Chitra Bahadur Kesi today itself. According to Member Secretary of the Task Force Keshav Raj Joshi, the task force has enlisted issues of tackling COVID-19 pandemic, promotion of national interest, among others, to be addressed by the government. Member Secretary Joseph further said a 10-point work procedure was also developed regarding the operation of the government. Meanwhile, receiving the report, Prime Minister Deuba said that the report would be made public after detailed study in senior leaders' label. The task force is led by Nepali Congress General Secretary Purna Bahadur Khadka. The Finance Committee of the Parliament has directed Nepal Rashtra Bank to prioritize relief packages, subsidies and programs to revive the economy in the upcoming monetary policy. In a discussion held between the Finance Committee and Nepal Rashtra Bank today, the committee asked the central bank to incorporate such programs in the monetary policy to mobilize the country's economy dented by the COVID-19 pandemic. A bill on food hygiene and quality 2077 Bikram Sambat has been tabled in the meeting of the National Assembly today. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, on behalf of Prime Minister, presented the bill in the meeting. Similarly, Law Minister Karki tabled the annual report of the Election Commission for 2066-77 Bikram Sambat. Likewise, National Assembly Secretary Rajendra Fuyal tabled the Bill on Public Service Commission 2075 Bikram Sambat with the suggestions received from the House of Representatives. The Central Committee meeting of close to CPN UML's Madhav Kumar Nepal faction has concluded today. UML leader Raghuji Pant informed that the meeting was univocal to party unity. He also said the Central Committee meeting decided to welcome the Supreme Court's verdict to reinstate the House of Representatives and concluded that the unhealthy comments on party's leadership amid the party unity efforts were underway. The committee also urged the party leadership for self-criticism. The CPN-UML has begun to take suggestions over a statute draft to be presented in the upcoming statute convention. Party spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Gyawali informed that party chair K.P. Sharma Oli initiated a discussion to make the party statute compatible to the country's federal structure. And answering the queries raised by the Madhav Kumar Nepal faction, party spokesperson Gyawali said the party's activities could not be halted for indefinite period. President Biddyadevi Bhandari has stressed the need for vaccinating all citizens against COVID-19 at the earliest to normalize the people's livelihood. Addressing a program organized by the Nepal Medical Association at the office of the president today, President Bhandari said the state should ensure people's access to medical services, making the medical education affordable to all citizens. The president also applauded the roles played by health workers to battle the COVID-19. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ। ओए, मोबाइल को डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नुपर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Nepal's corona-related death toll has now crossed 10,000 with the confirmation of additional 25 deaths today. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry has reported 3,729 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today itself. Likewise, 1,885 people recovered from coronavirus infection in the last 24 hours. With this, Nepal's corona recovery rate now stands at 93.7%. As per the ministry's update, Nepal has 34,942 active cases of COVID-19. The health ministry has further informed that 4,403,021 people have received single dose of anti-COVID-19 vaccines, while 2,028,055 people have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 so far. Meantime, 230,000 doses of AstraZeneca vaccine donated by Bhutan have arrived in Nepal today. House Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota and Energy Minister Pompa Basal have held discussion on making the parliament more functional. Secretariat of Speaker Sapkota informed that the meeting held at the office of the Speaker today was focused on promoting the business of the House of Representatives. Nepali Congress President Bimalendra Nidhi has said he will be contesting for the post of President in the upcoming General Convention. Talking to media persons in Dhanusar today, leader Nidhi claimed his candidacy in the 14th General Convention of his party. He said the disputes over the party's active membership would end soon and the preparations for the general convention would take a phase. A task force has been formed to review the minimum wage for working journalists. The task force has been coordinated by Department of Information and Broadcasting Director General Gugan Bahadur Hamal. The task force is assigned to submit its reports along with the analysis of causes for the lack of full enforcement of Working Journalists Act 1993. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. Chinese President Xi Jinping has said China will provide 2 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines to the world through this year and offer $100 million to COVAX. In a written message, the first meeting of the International Forum on COVID-19 Vaccine Cooperation, Chinese President Xi added that $100 million to COVAX would mainly go to the distribution of vaccines to developing countries. The president also vowed to build a global community of health for all. He said an aid and support from China would promote the accessibility and fair distribution of vaccines around the world, strengthen solidarity and cooperation in developing countries. Taliban fighters have assassinated the Afghanistan's government's top media and information officer in the capital, Kabul. Taliban group's spokesmen and Afghan officials have confirmed the killing of the head of the government's media and information center, Dawa Khan Minapol. Taliban had recently warned that it would target senior administration officials in retaliation for increased air raids. Minapol had also served as Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's spokesperson. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. And light to moderate rain is likely to continue at some places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Phudisa. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling Alliance Task Force submits report of government's common minimum program to Prime Minister and senior leaders. Nepal's corona-related death toll crosses 10,000 with confirmation of 25 deaths today. President Vidyadevi Bhandari stresses unveiling anti-COVID vaccines soon to ease people's livelihood. And China to provide 2 billion COVID-19 vaccines globally this year. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Phudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.